Hi everyone, this is Special K, Kevin Latch for the Black Flag Cast, bringing you another special edition from the ladies at My Cup of Tea, the official maid cafe of Anime USA, which will be held this year on Halloween weekend at the Marriott Woodman Hotel in Washington, D.C. And tonight I am sitting with Maid I. I, how are you doing tonight?
I'm good, how are you, Master?
Very well. Would you like to tell my audience a little bit about yourself?
Sure. Well, I'm Maid I. I'm an Emoto maid. Emoto is like a little sister maid. I'm always accompanied by my little kitten named Silver. He's our junior host. So he's always seen with me. And that's a little bit about me. And
All right. Very well. Why did you want to become a maid, and what do you like about it?
Well, I wanted to be a maid because I've always liked anime and cosplay, but I didn't know how to enter the scene, mainly the cosplay scene and the convention circuit. So mainly because I'm pretty, like, I was socially awkward and I didn't talk that much. But I'm like, okay, well, let me try to volunteer for something. And I signed up for Maid Cafe, and it's actually helped me become a little bit more sociable and open up more. So yeah, I think it has really helped me a lot.
So you would say the sociability thing is probably what you like most about it?
Yeah, I am pretty bad at group settings, but I think it's really helped me get better at learning to be more sociable around large group settings.
Mm-hmm. And what's your favorite part of the job of being a maid?
Actually, one of the things that I love the most, which has helped me in real life, is that I do user experience for a living. So being able to work with the girls at the maid cafe, thinking about what the master and princess needs and what they really need, what would make them happy, and trying to think about ways to make their experience very memorable, and helping us set our cafe as a example of what a great experience that every maid cafe should offer.
Mm-hmm. So you say it's the devotion to customer service that's just the highlight of the job.
Yes, and understanding that they're putting in their time and weekend to come here and have fun and having, and, you know, like taking that to the next level and saying they're at the maid cafe. And how can we make this experience for them better? Like so that the Anime USA as a whole is an entire great experience.
Is that what it means to you? The dedication to the customer, making the convention atmosphere, you know, all the more friendly and all that. You would say that that's what, I mean, does it give you, you know, a great deal of pride in your work? Does it give you, you know, kind of like happiness, fulfillment, or is it a little of both?
Both. I consider myself a people pleaser. And I think that's what really made me happy that I joined the Maid Cafe, just seeing everyone happy and enjoying their experience. It really put a smile on my face.
Excellent. I love it. What's your favorite game in the cafe to play with the masters and mistresses?
Well, my favorite game by far is Hungry Hungry Hippos, because I like anything with animals in it.
Mm-hmm. And your favorite hippo to play?
It doesn't matter as long as I get to play with one.
Marvelous. I love that answer. What is your favorite dish that you recommend to the masters and mistresses at the cafe?
Onigiri, because it's very small and portable, mm-hmm. and you can take it anywhere. And plus, it's made with rice, so it fills up really quickly. But I also try to take into account if any of master or princess has a dietary restriction or an allergy. That's really important for me to know as well. So I try to make sure before they order anything, just to make sure that we can accommodate them based on whatever needs or restrictions that they have.
And that's especially important today with, you know, people with gluten sensitivities, dairy sensitivities and such, and with, you know, very potent food allergies from strawberries to peanuts. And do you think does it make it harder for you guys as maids to deal with that, or do you think that, you know, that's what sets you guys above?
I don't think that makes it harder on us. I think it's just like with Maid Cafe, you want this experience not just to be like a sit in and dine in experience. It has to be more than that. So when they know that you think about this ahead of time, it makes them feel like, oh, they really think about what I need. So in the end, like when they know what you need, like, it really makes their experience so much more pleasant because they know, oh, like they definitely take this into account and they really care. So that's what I believe is like one of the most important things about Maid Cafe, not just about sitting in and dining. It's the experience that the maids care about you. They want to interact with you and entertain you.
And so you think that personalized customer service makes Maid Cafe's very unique?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And what's your favorite beverage that you recommend often?
Well, I like any of our specialty drinks because it's actually more like something that you can't normally get into like a regular sit-down restaurant, like our bubble teas. I really enjoy the green tea bubble tea the most. Like that's something that you don't get a lot in with a lot of restaurants. But with us, like, you know, I think that's really helpful to have unique dishes like that. I mean, drinks like that. So I would say the green tea bubble tea is my favorite.
Very good. And moving on to, you know, one of your motivations, the reason for the season of joining the Maid Cafe, one of them being anime. What are your favorite animes?
Well, my favorite anime is Excel World, mainly because she likes tea and video games just like me. Some of my other favorite animes is I like K-On! A lot, mainly because one of the characters kind of looks like me, Azusa, long pigtails. I think she has that weird social awkwardness like me, but I don't think I'm that way that much anymore at the cafe now that I'm becoming more sociable. Mm-hmm. And I definitely love Sword Art Online. Shingeki no Kyojin, also known as Attack on Titan. Evangelion. Anything apocalyptic like that. It's pretty cool. Anything with cars like Akira. I range a lot from what kind of animes I like. I like a little bit of everything.
Mhm. And do you have a particular genre that, you know, you find, you know, that most of your collection contains? I mean, whether it be shoujo, shonen, seinen, or any of the other types?
I wouldn't say I favor one type over the other. To me, it's based on the story, the character. I'm more about the story, not about the genre. I like to absorb the content of the story. If it's a great story, then it doesn't matter what genre it is. It's going to be a great story for me.
Mm-hmm. And on the subject of anime, for those of you who were at Otakon 2015, you might have met Maid Ai. I believe you were at the booth as Nurse Sonico from Super Sonico. Is that correct?
That was me.
And would you say, I mean, do you have a real liking for the series Super Sonico, or just the character, or anything like that?
I just like anything in general that's really entertaining. One of the thing about this was that was my first real like showy cosplay, so it was something that's a little different for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I like to like with anime, the type of anime I like to expand my horizons a little bit. So Super Sonico was a little bit different from all the ones I watched. So I'm like, okay, maybe I can cosplay something that's a little bit out of my range of what I usually cosplay as.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, speaking on the subject of anime, that brings us to the other great, you know, institution of Japanese fandom, and that being manga. Are you a manga reader?
Yes, I am. Actually, my first manga, the first actual physical copy of a manga that I got my hands on was Chobits. Before that, I would share books with my friends, but the one that I really got to sit down and really absorb and read was Chobits.
Mm-hmm. And have you read – what are your recent titles you might have read that you've of note?
Well, I usually read them online, but
Many do.
There are a lot. I can't name them all up on the top of my head, but there I just read a lot.
Fair enough. And for many of your you know, you have a liking from the May Cafe of some board games, but are you a video gamer at all?
Yes. One of the most recent games that I've played that I really, really love is Splatoon for the Wii U.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also a huge Monster Hunter fan. So, yeah, you can tell I really like Nintendo a lot. Before that, I like PlayStation. I still do, but lately I've been playing more of like the Nintendo titles. Like I said, Monster Hunter and Splatoon, so much fun.
And are you a more contemporary gamer, or do you also like the retro games?
Oh, yeah, I like the retro games. I still play all my Sonic games. Like, that's Sega Genesis was my first system, so every time I played Sonic, there's like a hint of that nostalgia. And hey. Street Fighter as well.
Oh, awesome. Hey, Genesis represent. did you kind of stick to the scrolling fighting games and some of the scrolling action series like Mario and Sonic, or were there any other kind of titles that you know, that you were very fond of then and now?
I'm like the same thing with anime. My range of the types of games I play really, really expand a lot. I love first person shooter RPGs, specifically JRPGs. It's just the same thing with how I watch anime, the different genres. I feel the same way about video games. To me, at the end of the day, it's still about the story and the character. It doesn't really matter about the genre for me. As long as the story is there and it's great content, then I'm all up for that.
Right on. Moving back to, you know, your professional role here, could you maybe give my audience a little bit of a glimpse of what we might be seeing this year at My Cup of Tea, being especially it is Halloween weekend?
Well, it's going to be really spoopy. As yeah, spoopy. I think it's going to be really special this year, mainly because, like, people, when they think about cosplay, I remember, like, last year at Otakon, I went to go grab a bite to eat, and some people were like, what is this, like an early Halloween? It's like, no, it's an anime convention. And I think like having it fall on Halloween will be able for us as cosplayers to say, like, we can tell anyone, yeah, we can do this year round. It's not just on Halloween, like anime conventions, gaming conventions, we happen year round, and you can always, you don't have to save your costumes once a year for Halloween. You can wear them to any conventions. Like, and I feel like, you know, it's in helping them introduce them to the convention culture and the community. It's really nice because like I've came across people who never heard of cosplay and they just love dressing up on Halloween. And you know, like when I introduce them to the convention scene, they get really excited. Like, oh, I don't have to wait once a year for Halloween to wear my costume now. So that's just what I'm really excited for. It's just to get it's just to introduce everyone on Halloween who's never heard of cosplay and conventions that this does happen year round. We are like a really wonderful, welcoming community.
Very well. Now, from our fans and for those of you listening, you can post on the My Cup of Tea Facebook page under the Black Flag Cast post. You can post your questions if you'd like to ask the maids anything. One of our fans has asked, a question I've asked many of the other maids, would you be interested in opening a maid cafe of your own, or would you be interested in a maid cafe that runs maybe more year-round?
Well, I wouldn't say I want to start one of my own because I feel like My Cup of Tea has been my home, my family, mainly because, like I said before, like before I joined Maid Cafe, I didn't talk a lot. I was actually really awkward. So I feel like if I branched out and started one of my own, then I wouldn't have that family anymore because I think everyone, a part of Anime USA, not just May Cafe, has been like really great to me, and I don't want to lose that connection. And in terms of like making it year round, well, most of our maids, not all of us live in the DC metro area, so that would be really hard for us to like do this as a year round thing. But I would love to, but considering that not all of my sisters will be able to make all that happen yet, or I just don't want them to be left out, because I would rather it happen like once a year, like with Anime USA, where we can all be together.
So for you, it's the sisterhood of My Cup of Tea or no go.
Yeah, where I like to call us the sisterhood of traveling petticoats.
I love it. So do you do any other we've touched on the cosplay. Is there any other fandom stuff you do outside of the cafe, Maid Eye?
Aside cosplay, the only thing I like to do is I like to learn programming. Right now I'm trying to brush up on JavaScript and learn React JavaScript, which is like a framework made by Facebook. It's all about reusable components. So, I mean, that might be too technical for some of our listeners, but yeah, I really like to learn computer programming.
Right on. And is there anything else you'd like to tell my audience? Anything special you'd like to tell them about the My Cup of Tea page, anything like that?
Yes. Come to our convention. We're super cute and we're super awesome. And yeah, I'm weird. I'm going to stop there.
Awesome. Well, Maid, I would like to thank you for taking the time to speak with me tonight.
Oh, you're welcome, Master.
Very well. This is Special K of the Black Flag Cast.
Jump off the net.